Hawker dumps two underfunded pensions. General aviation growth will help drive aerospace gains in 2013. And a Kazakh military transport is down with all on board killed. This is Aero News for Friday, December 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a filing made just a few minutes before midnight last Friday, Hawker Beechcraft dumped pension plans covering nearly 9,500 non-union workers and retirees that were severely underfunded. The move came as part of an agreement with the federal government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation and the Planemakers Machinist Union. Under the terms of the agreement, the PBGC will assume responsibility for the two terminated pensions, while Hawker Beechcraft will emerge from bankruptcy as Beechcraft Corporation and will keep the pension plan covering its 8,200 current and former union workers. The Wall Street Journal reports that the two scrapped plans are short by hundreds of millions of dollars. In return for taking on the plans, which will pay a guaranteed benefit to a retired worker up to $56,000 per year, the PBGC will receive an unsecured claim against the company of $419.5 million. At the end of the bankruptcy proceedings, the government entity will recover about 7 cents on the dollar, according to the report. The plan will be considered by bankruptcy Judge Stuart M. Bernstein at a hearing currently scheduled for January 17th. Hawker Beechcraft expects to emerge from bankruptcy under its new structure early in the new year. Sales of general aviation aircraft and related products and services are expected to increase modestly over the next 5 years, fueled largely by sales of business aircraft, according to the Aerospace Industry Association's 2012 year-end review and forecast. The report also predicts that sales of larger business jets will lead the sector and account for as much as 40% of all general aviation aircraft deliveries over the next 10 years. AIA further predicts that by the end of the decade, roughly 20% of all global business jet deliveries will go to buyers in China, up from about 7% today. Once the final 2012 figures are in, AIA expects that overall aerospace and defense industry sales for the year will have increased by 3.4% from $210.8 billion in 2011 to $217.9 billion. The sales increase is projected to be largely due to strong civil aircraft sales. Naturally, the improving market is creating more aerospace jobs. By year-end, total industry employment is projected to have increased slightly in 2012 to more than 629,000 jobs from around 625,000 at the end of 2011. However, AIA President and CEO Marion Blakey warned that the industry's growth could be threatened should Congress fail to reach agreements that would forestall mandatory across-the-board tax increases and federal government spending cuts, which are due to take effect on January 1st. She added that forecasting the industry's outlook for 2013 is extremely difficult, quote, given the cloud of fiscal cliff uncertainties, end quote. A Kazakh military AN-72 went down Wednesday about 12 miles from Shymkent Airport, resulting in the fatal injury of all 27 people on board the aircraft. Among the passengers on the plane were Kazakhstan's top border guard officials, according to the State Security Service. The French news service AFP reports that the acting head of the border service, Turgenbek Stambakov, and his wife were among those on the 22-year-old plane. Kazakhstan's KTK television reports that the airplane was flying at about 2,600 feet when it went down. It is not known why the accident occurred, but witnesses reported hearing a loud explosion at about the same time. There was also reportedly a heavy winter storm in progress. The KNB Security Service said in a statement that the plane had been refurbished this year at the Antonov repair plant in Ukraine. The accident is being called one of the most serious in the country's post-Soviet history. The security team was traveling to an end-of-year meeting in Shymkent. Video of the accident scene broadcast on state television shows only small charred pieces of the transport plane on the ground. Russia's newest fighter jets will fly for the country's military demonstration teams before being deployed with combat units of the Russian Air Force. That, according to the service's commander, Viktor Bondarev. At a news conference on Monday, Bondarev said, quote, when we wrap the preliminary troop test of these two airplanes, they will be supplied to the teams on an advance basis, end quote. The Russian news service RIA Novosti reports that there are 50 Su-25C airplanes in the delivery pipeline for 2015 and 30 of the Su-30SMs slated for delivery by 2016. While Bondarev did not say specifically when the airplanes would begin flying with the demonstration teams, his remarks did reinforce comments made by Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin last week. Russia's two demonstration teams, the Swifts and the Russian Knights, are currently flying MiG-29s and Su-27s, respectively. Pilots say that the jets, which are more than 20 years old, should no longer be in service. Early media reports indicated that the teams would be assigned to fly Yak-130s, which is Russia's new combat trainer, but Bondarev said that there would be a new team formed to show off the capabilities of that aircraft. When Aero News continues, sharklets are spotted in Asia. Duran Duran's lead singer sings a new tune, and college students help shape the future of aviation.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, December the 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airbus has delivered the first A320 equipped with sharklets to Air Asia, which becomes the first operator of aircraft fitted with the large wingtip devices. Sharklets are an option on new-build A320 family aircraft and are standard on all members of the A320neo family. Sharklets are made from lightweight composites and are just under 8 feet tall. Airbus says the newly designed wingtip devices reduce fuel burn and emissions by improving the aerodynamics of the aircraft significantly. According to Airbus, by cutting airlines' fuel bills by around 4%, sharklets will offer the flexibility to A320 family operators of either adding around 100 nautical miles more range or allowing increased payload capacity of about 1,000 pounds. Due to what Airbus says is very strong customer demands for sharklets, all of Airbus's single-aisle final assembly lines will be engaged in building A320 family aircraft with the devices. These FALs are located in Toulouse, France, Hamburg, Germany, Tianjin, China, and soon will be followed by an additional A320 FAL in Mobile, Alabama. Air Asia, the largest low-cost airline in Asia, is also Airbus's largest A320 family airline customer. Simon Le Bon, the lead singer of the new wave group Duran Duran, has recently turned his attentions to a new venture. The father of three has helped to found a non-profit air ambulance service to transport critically ill children to medical facilities in England and Wales. The pop star began working in October to help raise money to get the service, called the Children's Air Ambulance, up and operating. The Stratford Observer reports that after raising an initial £545,000, about $886,000, before flying its first mission, the service would need to raise another $217,000 per month for ongoing operations. Le Bon said in a news release announcing the service that it is, quote, desperately needed throughout the UK each year, as thousands of seriously ill children need urgent care at specialist hospitals. However, at the moment, they can face long road journeys, which could be detrimental to getting them the life-saving help they need. This service relies completely on charitable donations from the general public. It is my intention to do all I can to raise the profile of TCAA and to help raise the money that is so crucial to keeping the service running, end quote. Well, more than 6,000 students of over 100 nationalities registered for Fly Your Ideas 2013, the global university contest organized by the leading aircraft manufacturer, Airbus. Teams of students are challenged to develop and submit ideas for a more sustainable aviation industry in the future. Twice as many students as in the previous competition registered this time. The students are looking to secure an invaluable opportunity to work with aviation's top experts to develop their ideas further and a chance to win the prize of €30,000 just under $40,000. Airbus assessors are currently reviewing entries to select the most innovative ideas to go on to the next round. This year, the teams were asked to submit ideas to address one of the following challenges: energy, efficiency, affordable growth, traffic growth, passenger experience, or community friendliness. The teams must complete three progressively tougher rounds in order to progress to the final stage, when they will present their project in front of a jury of experts, with the award to be presented at the UNESCO headquarters in Paris in June of next year. Well, with the retirement of the space shuttle fleet, NASA's been taking some PR hits for its lack of a manned space program. And with the shift toward development of commercial space companies, maybe it's up to them to pick up the slack. We can't be sure exactly why, but during the most recent test flight of SpaceX's Grasshopper at their launch facility in McGregor, Texas, a 6-foot dummy cowboy, or should that be cowboy dummy, was strapped to the rocket and taken for a ride. The Blaze reports that it was all in a bit of fun and to perhaps provide some visual perspective of the rocket's actual size. Whatever the reason, it certainly gives new meaning to the words in Willie Nelson's hit song, "Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys." I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.